Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, August 13th. I'm Tyrone Johnson. In tech headlines, Sony sells 10 million PS4s and Twitter tests the sponsored video feature. Those stories and more, but first, King Digital Entertainment reported weakness in its key Candy Crush Saga video game, leading the company to lower estimates for the coming year. Gross bookings were down $30 million from the first quarter. The decrease was primarily due to lower gross bookings from Candy Crush Saga. AOL said Tuesday that it plans to use the bond market to raise $300 million. The move is to give the company additional firepower to use in potential acquisitions. The offering will be the first time AOL has issued bonds since it was spun off from Time Warner in 2009. Microsoft has announced a handful of new video game hub features for the Xbox One console at the Gamescom conference in Germany. Among them, a media player app that will let you load photos, video, and audio files stored on devices plugged into the One via USB. The company also plans to release the Xbox One Digital TV Tuner, a hardware adapter that will allow the consoles to get over-the-air TV channels. It'll first launch in October in the UK, France, Germany, Italy, and Spain. Meanwhile, Sony said it sold 10 million PlayStation 4 consoles as it continues to outpace Microsoft in the new console sales battle. Twitter started testing a sponsored video feature that would allow advertisers to post videos on the social network and even measure the reach and effectiveness of that content. Twitter added that the promoted video feature is based on a cost-per-view ad-buying model, where advertisers only get charged when a user starts playing the video. As we continue, a monthly ebook service? Nah, just go to the library.
I own a growing company, and predictable monthly expenses make it easier to run my business. That's why I switched to the T-Mobile Simple Choice for Business plan. We get unlimited data with no overage charges, all in America's fastest 4G LTE network. Now it doesn't matter how much data my team needs every month. My bill stays the same. Switch to T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/business.
Limited time only, subject to change. Fastest 4G LTE based on download speeds. See T-Mobile.com for details.
More and more companies would like you to pay a monthly fee to read ebooks, just like you subscribe to Netflix to bring on movies and TV shows. But the Journal's Jeffrey Fowler says don't bother. Sign up for a public library card instead. Fowler says a lot of libraries have been busy building ebook collections that you can check out.
You don't even have to go into the library to do it. You just do it on your computer or on your tablet or on your device, and they show up. There's no late fees. When your loan is up, they just disappear from your device.
For more, read Jeffrey's full column at WSJD.com. Some job seekers are listing achievements in video games like World of Warcraft on their resumes and LinkedIn profiles. Some think that virtual world accomplishments will impress hiring managers in real life, with some players saying that the game's tasks aren't that different from the duties in the modern office. Hiring managers have been less enthusiastic to value these game skills. Finally today, the Finnish mobile game developer Seriously Digital Entertainment has unveiled the first in a trilogy of animated games that it hopes will be spun into a broader entertainment franchise. The company plans to roll out its first mobile gaming venture, Best Fiends, in October. The game allows players to collect and evolve characters living in the world of Minutia, where they fight against the voracious slugs of Mount Boom. For more on the game, head to WSJD.com. Remember to check the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Tyrone Johnson at the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.